California's education system faces big hits in the state's budget crisis. Some of the deepest cuts will affect the massive network of community colleges. When the economy goes bad, community colleges are often the best chance for laid-off workers to train for new jobs. Catherine Barron, a member station KQED, reports.
If the University of California is the thoroughbred of the state's higher education system, community college is the draft horse. Nearly 3 million students are enrolled, making it the largest higher education system in the world, with classes in everything from agriculture and auto mechanics to welding and zoology. And it's getting bigger.
We are bursting through the seams.
Phil Day is chancellor of City College of San Francisco. He says with the economy in the tank, the cuts couldn't come at a worse time. At a minimum, the state's community colleges will lose more than $200 million. That means eliminating nearly 5,000 courses, about a 5% reduction. As companies lay off workers on a daily basis, Day says more people are turning to these campuses to improve their job skills or study for new careers.
And that's generally true of most community colleges in the state and across the country. And we always say that when the economy goes south, our enrollment goes north.
Nowhere is that more evident than at the Culinary Arts School at City College.
You want to do the grilled scallops?
Yes.
Just 6 ounces of scallops, 2 skewers.
This cooking class in the industrial-sized kitchen of City College's downtown campus is packed. Preparations are in full swing for the lunchtime crowd at the student-run restaurant, The Educated Palate. Many of these students are the newly unemployed. Cindy Buchholz is standing over a metal counter chopping asparagus. Buchholz, a Taiwanese immigrant, was widowed 4 years ago. She was laid off last year and has been working temporary jobs ever since.
This is the time going to turn my life around because I always wanted to be a chef when I was little. But I never have a chance to really doing it.
Community colleges give millions of people like Buchholz a chance to turn their lives around. For others who struggled in high school, they offer the only second chances. Take, for example, J. Craig Venter, one of the most illustrious graduates of California's 108 community colleges.
What I didn't know until I got in to finish the first semester at CSM was that I had academic ability.
Venter says he barely squeaked through high school in the San Francisco suburb where he grew up in the 1960s, spending more time surfing than studying. A tour in Vietnam as a medic gave him a new perspective, and Venter decided to become a doctor. But with his grades, the only school that would take him was a community college. J. Craig Venter did become Dr. Venter and went on to international renown for mapping the blueprint of life, the human genome.
I think most people have accepted the fact that we would not yet have the human genome sequence had I not done it.
Now the state budget crisis threatens the education of future scientists, chefs, and others with untapped talents. Tuition is increasing by nearly two-thirds. Chancellor Day says even at $18 a unit, community college will still be a good deal, except for the tens of thousands of students who will no longer be able to afford it. For NPR News, I'm Catherine Barron in San Francisco.